Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy bring big fun to your ears every day. And Chemist Warehouse bring great savings every day. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I'm good.
Why only good with a hesitation?
You know how I often don't really participate in other forms of media except for like our show and the project, right?
Yeah, it's weird. You take a very Beyonce / Oprah-esque stance. I'm not doing other stuff, guys. I'm too good for that.
Nah.
Yet you're nothing like Beyonce or Oprah.
No. It's
Have you seen a single ladies dance?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not because I think I'm too good for it. I just get it always gets me in trouble.
We're not too good, just too famous to have to do any of the other stuff. that's what I meant by the Oprah Beyonce. Like Oprah doesn't need to go on another interview because she's Oprah, you know.
Yeah, well
Tommy's
I do
like,
sometimes.
Tommy, I don't need to do other media because I'm like Tommy.
But sometimes it does make me laugh when people say, "Do you want to do my podcast?" And I'm like, "I have a radio show." But the main reason is because I get in trouble. They ask me questions and I answer and I end up in trouble. And then.
You don't play the game.
Well, today I did an interview. And I answered.
I remember this interview. You told me you were going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd it go?
I think it's going to get me in trouble, but I'll tell you about it later. What's next?
Oh, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Up next, we need to tie a bow around a segment we did about a week ago that we managed to cut out of right before we got winning answer to something. Up next, we are doing, Jesse.
Guess what you've got?
I can't wait. I've been thinking about this all week.
It's a week-long tease. Yeah. Get the answer up next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Wow. Things got interesting last week when
Didn't they?
Guess what you've got.
It was probably our most exciting edition yet, wasn't it?
Of
Guess What You've Got.
Yes, right. The game.
And if you don't, I was going to say it's worth explaining what.
Guess what you've got?
It's
a mid-sentence one. Sorry, I'm well off the pace.
That's okay. If you haven't tuned in before, it is where listeners call in and they play
Guess
an object.
Mate,
Jesus Christ.
Every week.
My gosh. They make a noise with an object they've got, such as this. Like, and we have to.
Guess what you've got?
Yes. And
it's like the opposite of Secret Sound where we play you a noise and you've got to guess. We've got to guess your noise.
Anyway, usually it goes off without a hitch, but last week, oh my gosh, Sophie entered the frame.
G'day, Sophie. Welcome to
Guess What You've Got.
Would you like to make your item make some noise for us? Okay. Was that
do
it? That was it?
Again.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a pepper grinder?
No.
Oh, Jesse already
it's
had
It's a mechanism
his
like that, though, I reckon.
Is
a
it
timer.
No.
Sophie, is it a taser?
No.
Can you hear it again? It is a big pack of those 50 chewy pellets.
Nope.
Damn it. One more time.
Is it mouth related?
No.
It is.
No.
Is it?
No.
Oh, is it?
No.
Is it?
Nope.
Is it?
Nope.
Is it?
Nope.
At what point do we get Soph to tell us?
We play till we do.
And then we never got told. Jesse.
I think we went to a song or something and then.
Well, Jesse's responsible for hitting the buttons on this show. He sometimes just hopes they're right. Often I look across and he just bangs his fist on the desk and hopes some of them.
It's called button mashing and it worked very well for me in my video game.
It's called bushing.
That's what I'm going to call it, bushing now.
Very close to what you're doing right now.
Yeah, you just had a similar approach to words. why did we never hear the answer?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it is the world's longest tease and everyone has been hanging around all week waiting.
Yes, people have been asking me for what it was.
But what's the real reason?
Yeah, just push the button too
push
early.
Push the button too early. Well, good news is we've got Soph back. G'day, Soph.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Oh, I'm good, but I mean, I'm so sorry for the week you've had. You must have been inundated and people would have flocked to you on the street saying, what is it? What is it?
Oh, absolutely. Following me home.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
So have you just sat in your car in the same spot for the week waiting for us to call back?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. What else would I be doing?
So, an interesting and maybe slightly professional question for you, but were you as confused as both Carrie and I when Jesse hit a button and made the segment end before you told us what you had?
Slightly, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Have you got the item with you again?
Oh, I God, do. We've got to do this again, don't we?
Do I push the button now?
Okay. Well, Soph, are you going to do? Did the item stay with you in the? Are you in the car, Soph? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Did the item stay with you in the car this whole week, or is it an item that came in and out of the car?
Ooh. Nope, it stays in the car.
Okay. All right. Do you want to give it to us again, Soph?
Okay.
Oh. Sounds clearer this week.
Doesn't it? Doesn't have the car driving past. Remember there was, it was on a freeway last week.
Yes, it was. So is it masking tape?
No.
Oh.
Play it one more time.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Sounds like a taser.
It is. Yeah, I guess that last week. It really does. Oh, there are the cars. Okay, Bickers, any more final guesses?
No, I'm all out. Either that or blowing into a tissue. Maybe it's like something, because you said it was something attached to your body, didn't you, Soph?
No. So it's in the car.
Yeah.
Is it part of the car?
No.
Is it a separate accessory that you buy?
Yes.
And does it hold something else?
It does.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know what it is.
And
you've got it, Tommy.
But I still don't know which bit it is. I don't know if it is it putting your phone into it.
No.
Is it
close?
Is it attaching that thing to the car?
No.
Oh my God!
Or is it the little ambipur thing that you attach?
No.
What do you think it is, Jesse?
I reckon it's one of those phone holders.
Yes.
That when you push the sides to grip the phone, it clicks.
Absolutely correct.
Well, you've made up for your boo-boo last week, haven't you, Jesse? Well done.
What have we got
thank
for Soph?
God, that's over.
$50 Chemist Warehouse voucher, thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
Worth waiting a week for, Soph. Good on you. Hey, thanks, Soph. If anyone else wants to play...
Guess what you've got.
131060 is our number. And next, we'll be doing more.
Guess what you've got.
So give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And on 131060, we're playing Guess What You've Got.
We just had a game that lasted over a week because we finally got revealed from Sophie that I was going to get us to make the noise, and then I realized she needs to be on the phone doing it in real time.
Also, it was such a simple noise. That's the thing about this game. You
isn't
know, it's
getcha.
Not complicated. It was just the little, like how you pinch the iPhone holder to put your iPhone in it, the one that's attached to where your air conditioner comes out. God, I made that sound more complicated than it actually was.
And have a go at making the sound with your mouth, what it was. That's pretty good. Yes, it's pretty good. We've got Isaac on the line. G'day, Isaac.
Hello.
Welcome to
Guess What You've Got.
Have you heard the game?
Yes.
Okay, great. Are you pretty confident in your item that you've got there?
I think so, yeah.
Great. Because do you have any questions for Isaac before we hear the noise?
No, Isaac, did you know what that noise was last week?
No. No idea.
Okay. Neither. Stumped me, Isaac.
Yeah, okay.
Isaac, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Isaac, ooh. I know what this is. You are drinking a fair bit of Sprite and burping.
Close.
You're farting.
Are you swiveling like a Macca's drink in its cup holder?
Oh.
That is very, very close.
Oh, my gosh.
Do it again, Isaac.
Isaac, I know what you're doing.
Yep, I know too.
Do you want to have a go because Shiver is not dead?
No, you go.
Should we say it at the same time?
Yep.
One, two, three. You're moving a straw
slurping
up and down.
Slurping a drink.
Oh.
Because was right.
The slurping. Good. Great work.
Love when Bickers is right, Isaac.
What have you got for Isaac?
$50 Chemist Warehouse voucher.
Go in and get yourself some fragrances, Isaac. Good on you, buddy.
You're cutie.
Yeah.
Kayla, you ready to play?
Guess what you've got?
Sorry, I didn't hear you say Kayla.
Kayla, that was not your fault.
No. You do you, Kayla, and Jesse will at some point today do his him. All right, Kayla, give us your noise.
All right, you ready?
Ooh, it's a subtle.
Oh, I need it louder, Kayla.
Yeah.
Louder?
Yeah.
Kayla, are you doing a tiny little cute pop-off?
No.
Okay.
Okay, again, Kayla.
You're choking a frog. handbrake. Is it your handbrake coming on and off?
Yes.
Hey!
I got that one. I definitely didn't
have that. All right, we've got time for one more. Kira.
We're giving Kayla a prize as well, aren't we?
Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, oh, yes, great, yes.
Great. Sorry, just checking.
Kira, are you ready to play?
Guess what you've got.
I am ready to play.
Okay.
All right. Give us your sound. Kira, we can't hear anything.
I reckon I've got it. I reckon it's worry beads clicking together or passing through your hand.
No, I'll give you a hint. Both of you have one of these. Sorry. Yeah.
You know, you're right.
I have actually given you both one of these before.
You have given us one of these.
Oh, gosh.
Personally, or have you given
it? Give it to us again. It's so hard to hear.
Kira,
it's
you've
like
given
the top
us
top of a phone of a pen clicking.
I'm sorry. Oh, is it a pen clicking, Kira?
It is a pen clicking.
Kira, I know what it is.
Yeah.
is it a fun pen that you tip up one way and the person's bikini comes off?
No.
What is it? What pen is it?
It's one of my business pens. I came to the anniversary of Australian Idol.
Oh, yes.
And I gave you both a pen.
That's great. What does it say on it?
Kira's plan management.
Yes. Good on you, Kira.
And Tommy, you lost yours straight away.
I was just about to say, I still have it
still
in my
still got mine, Kira.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home the Savo, thanks to Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale, It is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
So if you think you look good wearing makeup, now you can buy twice as much and imagine how good you look then.
It's so good. You can do a big shop that'll last you for months and months and months.
Yes.
Half price is crazy. Get in there now. Coming up on the show today, I found something in Chris's bedside table cupboard.
Oh, no.
He claims he found.
Oh, no.
I think he bought.
It's we grosser if you found
get
it.
To the bottom of it later.
Oh.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
Because I love nothing more than when someone misreads a crowd and plays the room a bit wrong. You know? Do you remember that principle we talked about?
Comedy show? Or?
I mean, even when I'm doing it, it makes me laugh. If there's silence in the room.
Yes, it usually makes us laugh.
Do you remember that principle that welcomed the kindergartners back to kindergarten by doing the strip dance on the school's flagpole? Remember that? I loved it. She got fired.
The parents were there, weren't they?
Yeah, and more importantly, 4-year-olds.
What happens in that moment? Is that a pre-planned thing, do you think?
Yeah, judging by the heels.
Or she gets overexcited and then does it and then it's quarter, you know, like she's just trying to be spontaneous.
I reckon she's been working on her fitness in the break.
Yeah.
And she's forgotten that her form of fitness is for a lot of other people.
Isn't appropriate for an audience.
Yes. And so she's gone, I'm going to show off me moves to the kids.
Yeah, okay.
And then halfway through, she's gone, geez, everyone's quiet. But the routine's still got a minute to go. And
I've been working hard on this.
At least Dad's not snoozing through that assembly.
I've never seen the dad so close to the front. How good. Well, it's happened again, but this time it is not, it is still kids, but it's not a kindergarten. It is a kid's party. And because I thought you would love this because you used to be a kid's party entertainer. Remember when you would go out all night and then come stinking of bourbon and the kids
wanted to put on my leotard. And go and be fairy princesses at parties.
It was
a great way to make some cash. Although, remember that one time I was Woody from Toy Story?
Yes.
Because I normally did girls' parties and then it was a boys' party and I thought, oh, I can do Woody, and I couldn't. And the kid told me.
He said,
I look nothing like Woody and I was the worst party entertainer. He didn't use those words. He didn't say entertainer. He said something like, you're not very good at your job.
Oh, I love the idea that that kid's sitting in his car now driving and thinking, oh, my God, that was – Cameron Bickmore was Dud Woody. I'm going to play you the sound from what happened at this birthday party.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if you can guess what they decided would be a good idea, and I think you'll hear the reaction. So you can hear obvious screams, and then you can hear a bit of crying. And again, I reckon they got halfway through and they went, no, it's a bad idea, but we didn't have any way to stop it. Do you want to have a guess first what it is?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's like a ghost, something ghosty. Mm. Either because it was like, ooh. Mm. So something ghosty.
It's not ghosty, but it's something.
Did they turn the lights off?
They didn't turn the lights off. It's something that kids think they love, and then in reality,
dinosaurs.
Because have a look, I've sent you the video attached to it. It's in your DM. And explain to people what's happening.
Oh, my God. It is a giant dinosaur. Like, the kid's running away.
It's a velociraptor. It's like a 3 meter long. It's a dude in a velociraptor suit, but it's terrifying.
You can't see that it's a man at all. It's not like the legs are him and then the head's the dinosaur. Yes. It's a full dinosaur costume, and the dinosaur steams into a room. He's now. Like full on, like aggressively going into the ball pit to pick up the kids.
All the kids go and they seek refuge in the ball pit. They're all screaming, right? And so instead of chilling out and thinking, some of the kids are crying, he sticks his little claws. He sticks his claws in the edge of the ball pit and then shoves his huge dinosaur head through and goes,
what? Kids climbing up the edge of the ball pit.
It's so good.
It's so good. The poor
and you can
kids.
Tell it's scary because the parents.
But now the parents are starting to exit stage
left. The parents run away.
Yes.
Oh, from the dinosaur.
Yes, because it's got a big long head on it and a big long tail. Like, for everyone, it's scary. Like,
well, do you know what? So I once dressed up as Dorothy the dinosaur and surprised my goddaughter at her birthday party, and the reaction was not dissimilar to that. She did not. She knew it was me. I didn't say it was me first up, but I came in. As Dorothy, I thought I'd be the life of the party. Yes. It was a surprise. Then she did not want to participate with Dorothy at all. Then they said it's just Carrie in a Dorothy outfit. She did not come near me for the full time, but I kept that on, that outfit, because I was committed to it and I was there as Dorothy.
That's exactly what, that feeling, that's exactly what's happened. They've got
into
there.
And then I felt so disappointed that on the drive home, I stopped off at friends' houses that had kids to try and see if it would work better with their kids, because I felt like it was such a waste of an outfit.
Did you drive wearing the costume?
No, I took the head off, but I wore the body.
Of course. Give us a call. 131060. What went wrong at the kids' party? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy, driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. And on 131060, what went wrong at the kid's birthday?
Yes, because I saw this clip of the kid obviously loved dinosaurs. And when I say kid, I mean these kids must have been 3 years old. And so the parents thought, let's get a velociraptor to come in. What they didn't bargain on is how incredible this costume was. And a 3 meter long velociraptor came into the party screaming. And
like
all the
kids. Like a surprise.
Kids,
like they weren't expecting it. No, it was like they were being rampaged by a dinosaur.
They went flying in every direction.
Oh, That initial noise. Yes. Okay, first of all, what's the oh
I think that's a parent running away.
Is that
going,
a parent?
No, I think that's a parent going. But then the last bit when their kids are trapped in the ball pit because they're trying to hide, and so the velociraptor sticks its head in and looks around the ball pit for this.
That would even as an adult, I reckon, be terrifying.
It's scary
if something was chasing you like that.
What went wrong at the kids' party on 13 10 60? G'day, Maya.
Hi.
How old are you, Maya?
I'm 12.
Oh, what happened at the birthday party? And was it your birthday party?
Yes, it was my birthday party. It was my fourth birthday party.
Okay.
And I self-administrated Panadol.
Oh.
And then on the way to the party, I stepped on a $75 Peppa Pig cake. So we came to the party with a Peppa Pig with a footprint in its head.
And did you feel it, or had you self-administered too much Panadol?
I had self-administered too much Panadol.
Why, Maya, why were you self-administering Panadol when you were four?
Because I love the taste.
Oh, my God.
Don't try
this at home, kids.
Did you eat the cake even though it had your footprint in it?
Of course I did. It was a Peppa Pig cake.
Of course. Sorry, of course. Were you wearing shoes or was it your barefoot?
I'm pretty sure I was wearing shoes.
Oh, Maya, you're so and fun.
Maya, have you kicked the Panadol habit or are you still getting stuck in?
No, I still love it.
Maya, you're the best.
No, I've grown up now.
Jesse, get Maya something. What have you got?
Oh, we've got the perfect thing for Maya. Disney Villainous Game Bundle Pack. Thanks to Disney Villainous Board Game Pack from Ravensburger.
That's all for you, Maya.
Great.
Aw. Really?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
What a sweetie.
Good luck topping that, Alice.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good.
What went down at the kids' birthday party, Alice?
So it was my daughter's either fourth or fifth birthday, so it was about 4 or 5 years ago now, and it was at a park. And it was one of those old school barbecues, you know, the ones that you have to light and underneath it. And everything, it had one of those metal tops on it. And so I put the oil on it, it was all heated up and everything like that. And then I started the barbecue and put the sausages and all that on it. But as I put one of the sausages on, it went on the oil, and then the oil spat up all over my arm and going all up my arm.
Oh, Alice, are you okay?
Yes, I'm all good. It only went up one arm and had to have treatment and everything like that for it, but...
Did you have to leave the party?
No, I didn't leave the party. I just went and got treatment probably about a day or two later.
Yeah, well, ironically, you needed some Panadol.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, Maya.
Where's Maya when you need her?
No. Good on you, Alice.
Thanks, Alice. What about you, Crystal? What went down at the party?
My son's second birthday party was obsessed with Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
So we decided to hire... if you know the character's Chase, the blue one.
Yep.
To come from like a party place. And he asked if he could hold him. And I'm like, yeah, why not? He's two. He's not like real that little. Gave him to the Chase and he kicked off the Chase head. It decapitated Chase. worst part about it is we were in a public park. So there's plenty of other kids there that all got to see Chase's head kicked off.
Chase's head
came off. You ruined the magic. Crystal.
The
worst part is it wasn't like Carrie, a friend's birthday party where a friend dressed up. I hired the person.
For your kid to kick him in the head.
So it wasn't even like, we kicked Chase's head off and Dad's under there. No, it was
Crystal, what was the reaction? Because my friend and I used to have to dress up as a dragon, right? And whenever he would do it, I would encourage all the kids to see how long they could hold on to his tail for. So that he'd have like 10 kids, like a train on his tail as he tried to walk around. What was the reaction when Chase's head came off? Were kids screaming or were they having a good time? Screaming.
No, there was lots of crying. There was lots of, oh, my God, it's not Chase. Chase isn't real.
Did you get a discount?
Hold on. She caused the problem.
I didn't cause the problem. My two-year-old did.
Sorry.
Yeah. Blame your two-year-old.
Blame the kid.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. We're going to get my partner Chris on soon because I found something in his bedside table.
Mm.
I think He bought this. He claims, oh, I just found it, babe. I found it.
I think, I mean.
But we need to discuss it.
If it's next. What I think it is, I think it's worse.
I don't think it's
it.
What you think it is. Okay. I mean, I don't know what you think it is, but knowing your mind, I think I know what you think it is. It'll surprise you. We'll discuss it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So Chris, my partner, has issues dressing himself.
Right.
So.
I mean, I've seen him try to get around an airport, so I'm not surprised he has issues dressing himself.
I think he, how do I put this in the right way?
Are you saying like fashion or his struggles to actually like button up a shirt?
I assume it's hands in legs type stuff. So you put, he ends up with jeans.
He can get himself dressed.
Jeans on his top and mittens on his feet.
He can get himself dressed. I mean, he does often have things inside out, but no, he can get himself dressed.
Oh,
he has issue putting outfits together. He's an incredibly smart man, right? And he's very good at lots of things. And it is absolutely killing him that he can't work out fashion.
Because I believe you 100% when you say both of these things. Because he is a very smart man, but I've seen him be both incredible at things and then incompetent to the point where I don't think he should be allowed outside alone. And so in the areas he excels, boy, does he excel. But in the areas he doesn't, it's worrying.
And so at the moment he's got this bee in his bonnet, right,
yeah,
that he doesn't have a fashion sense. And I'm like, babe, you look great. Like what do you – he wears T-shirts and jeans or chinos and jumpers and he looks great. But he wants like a look. But he's also annoyed that he, he can't work it out, right? So what's happening at the moment? Because we're in London, he's like, maybe I'll find my look here. Right? And then he's like, I'll come back with a look. And so then he's looking at people in the street and he's like, is that my look? And I'm like, I don't know. That guy looks fine. He's got – so the other day we saw a guy wearing trackies but short trackies. You know, those little – like I think you've got a pair of them. They're like, you know, you wouldn't go to the gym in them but you'd wear them after the gym. Like they're tracksuit pants but cut off as shorts.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the guy was wearing – yeah, okay. And the guy was wearing socks pulled up his calf, white socks, with some cool Nike Air Max.
That's what I'm describing, Tommy. Oh, like,
this is going to annoy Chris even more. Because he often says to me, how does Tommy do it? And I'm like, don't be sucked in by Tommy. This is the man that won't wear anything in a shoot other than a black T-shirt. He's incompetent in fashion.
Yeah.
But yes, anyway, so we saw this guy and I said, say he looks good. Anyway, I'm not kidding you. The next day he arrived home. He'd been at the gym and then he had this Adidas bag with him. I said, what did you buy? And he said, I bought that outfit that the guy was wearing. So anyway, but then he bought these shorts that were like extra large and he's a medium small. He's not extra. So that was enormous. And I was like, no, honey. And then his socks went up to his knees. I'm like, no, they need to come mid-calf anyway. So now we've gone to find all the bits to recreate that look. Anyway.
You know what he's one step away from? And I've thought about it before. He's one step away from walking into the shop and saying, everything that's on the mannequin, please.
Yes. He would do that.
Yes.
So once for his birthday, I got our stylist at work, Rachel.
Yes. I remember. I remember.
Get some outfits for him. Buy some outfits so that he had some go-to outfits.
Style
and he wore all of the outfits once, but as soon as they got mixed up in the wash, he then couldn't work out which went with what. And it was such a stress. I'm like, honey, she showed you how to wear them.
Chris, you're wearing three pairs
the other
of pants.
Day,
how did you think no this shirt. Went together? And no shirt. And that's not meant to
but
be on
you.
It's
your
head.
So weird because he looks great. Like he doesn't need a look. He looks like, but it's become his obsession.
A look is so funny. An adult deciding that they need a look is the best.
And he doesn't understand how, like I wore this matching suit, casual like suit thing the other day. And anyway, he's giving me shit about it because he thinks it looks ridiculous. I did have my bum bag on. But anyway, he just said to me, how did you know that's a thing? Yeah, of course. Don't be an idiot. And he said, how did you know that was a thing? And I said, oh, because I can see everyone wearing them online. It's to wear the casual suit is a look, you know, the same coloured suit. God. And he's like, but how do you notice that? And I'm like, I don't know, mate. This is a weird conversation.
It's so funny.
But the other day he was out and I opened the drawer and I've sent you a picture. Okay, hold on. He sent
I reckon.
But now he's sent me just a picture of him wearing this thing, and I'm going to send it to you as well.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What's he doing?
I rang him, and I was like, what is this hat?
I reckon everyone has been through a phase of thinking this is okay to wear.
Describe the hat.
So what are they? They're essentially like those kind of golfing hats. They're like a tartan.
A bit English.
A bit English. Almost like, yeah, you would see maybe cab drivers wearing them or something. If you remember those kangool hats.
Oh, like, is it like a bear?
But a small one. They're called flat caps.
Show, I've sent you the one of him actually wearing it now. Has that
come
through?
Oh, my gosh. It's those. Okay, you know, like Scottish little flat caps.
Okay. Yeah. So he claims he found it on the floor of the airport and just picked it up and thought, I can't leave it there.
And you know, I've been with him when he's taken another person's luggage by accident before. So
he claims he just found it, right?
Well, he just needed to look around.
I 100% think he bought this, and he hadn't the guts to wear it yet to see my reaction. And now that I've laughed at it, he's not going to wear it, right? That's what I think's going on. But we're going to get him on next, and we can find out if indeed this is the new direction. This is the new look for my partner.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So we have my partner, Chris, on the phone because Chris has an issue dressing himself. Mm. He can't work out what goes with what.
Well, he's looking
it
for a
look. It causes him a lot of distress. He wants a look. He's hoping he might find it in London. Mm. I opened his drawer the other day and found a hat that he'd purchased that is best described somewhere between a golfing hat for an old man and a hat you'd see on a man in his sort of early 90s, and he'd had it since he was a little boy and he's worn it, one of those.
Yes, because those gorgeous old men that you see, and they're sitting on a park bench and they're wearing a matching suit that's got that tartan pattern, and you can tell by the longing look into the distance that they're just waiting to die, and they're wearing a matching hat as well. That's the hat.
That's the hat that Chris claims he found at the airport when we were coming back from Amsterdam.
Yeah, so
and
many
I'm 100% sure that he has purchased this, but he was just waiting to see my reaction to decide when and how to wear it. And he joins us now. Hey, babe.
Hey.
Hey, babe.
How good is your child, by the way?
Yes, very good. Destiny's Child, very good.
They know how to dress themselves.
They sure do.
Yeah. Anyway, good stuff. Thanks, Walks. Hey, Walks, I've got so many questions. Firstly, I think you invented this story of finding the hat to cover up your embarrassment of just buying a hat that potentially looks a bit funny. But isn't it far worse wearing a random person's hat that you've found off the ground?
Well, as you know, something happens to me in airport.
Yeah, you're a mess.
And it was utter chaos. We were at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And it was no good. It was like, I went to the McDonald's with Evie to try and get everyone some food. And they were like, the people were like throwing salt at the customers because it was just like, I've never seen it. It was like Mogadishu in Somalia. I've never seen anything quite so chaotic. And in the process of and I had Carrie asking me for a Cybols on the way. And so she was pestering me with, you know, the plane's taking off. And as I was walking up the escalator, I saw the hat.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a bit of a kindred spirit moment because I lose things at airports regularly and this guy lost a hat and I needed, you know, a fashion update. So I thought I'll just pick the hat up. Yeah. And I'll
give
worry
it
about
whirl.
It later.
Are you not worried there is a man with a walking frame and a bald head out there who's getting a little cold up top?
Well, I did have a bit of a guilt session yesterday because I was like, I probably should have handed the hat in because some guy's probably looking for his favourite hat.
No one.
That's no one's favourite hat.
Okay, be honest. Be honest.
It's on the escalator.
That's no one's favourite hat.
Did have a fairly senior moment on the escalator and lost their hat.
Be honest.
Got sucked underneath the escalator.
Whether you bought
and all
it
that's left.
Or found it on the escalator, which I'm not convinced you did, but did you inside have plans to wear it?
I've still got plans to wear it.
Oh, do you? Oh. Not when I'm around.
Walks, can I ask
What are you wearing it with, babe?
Have we just decided that I'm assuming that you guys have decided it's no good. We are in England.
I've sent the photo around, mate. We've decided it's no good.
It's shocking. It's shocking. Even in a land not known for attractive people, you're still really bottoming out when you put that thing on your head.
I thought if when we go to Ascot or whatever, or something like that, it would make sense.
Ascot is top hats.
Do you know the difference?
I mean, I'm happy not to wear it. I can find another hat on the ground.
Oh, great. Now we've got it.
Do you know what's going to make this worse? You know your new look that you're wearing? You know the shorts and the pulled up socks and stuff? I'm just letting you know that Tommy's wearing it today. And he put it together.
But don't worry, Walks. No, I found it on the ground as well.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And the comedy does not stop. Sydney side is you beautiful people. I am coming to your city next weekend. I'm doing a show Friday night, I believe it's the 20th, at the Enmore Theatre, and then the next night, 21st, at Chatswood at the Concourse Theatre. Get your tickets, tommylittle.com.au, and I will see you there, and let's get spicy together.
Well, speaking of spicy, I am fascinated with what you have done.
I realised.
Are you going to tell us next?
Well, the reason I was saying about my comedy shows is because I feel like that's the one job I can't get fired from. And so
the
I'm
comedy
really,
shows.
Yes.
It's your show. Yes.
Yes. So make sure you buy tickets and I'll tell you all very soon why I might not have any other jobs.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy, you are now a pilot. Yeah?
He knows how to fly.
Woo!
Got his wings.
But I just thought it's always good to get some pointers from people in the know. And I've been doing a bit of Wikipedia looking up stuff.
Oh, Wikipedia. This is Wikipedia over here. Okay.
And I have just some helpful stuff I thought that you should know before you start flying around the globe. You know, just little tidbits.
Okay.
Right, to avoid a crash, because there's been historically some horrendous crashes.
I know.
People have died, so to keep that in mind, but horrible crashes that should not have ever happened. I mean, none of them should have ever happened, but some of them are just like, that should not be happening.
Because I went through a phase of getting really into air crash investigations because I became obsessed with why they would happen.
Yes.
And the overwhelming majority is pilot error.
Okay, so here's some of the scenarios I'm going to put to you, just so that you know not to do these scenarios. Okay,
specifically, don't do these things.
Don't do these things. So
don't
there
do what these
was a
people
crash. I'm not going to say where the places are or what happened, but there was a crash, and afterwards they were looking at the flight recorder because there was no technical malfunction that happened, and so they were like, "Well, what happened?" And they listened to the cockpit voice recorder, and apparently the pilot had popped his 12-year-old and 16-year-old into the seats, and they'd accidentally disengaged the control, and the thing crashed. So don't pop your kids in the seats while you're flying.
Do you know this happened just recently? We were talking about this, weren't we? Where the pilot put his kid on the seat. He was just going to get something from the cabin, and then the black box... The last bit of the recording, plane fully banked because, the last bit of the black box recording is the dad getting back into the cockpit yelling.
Oh, God. Mm. Oh, stop. This has gone from being fun little tidbit to really sad. Mm.
What do you mean?
Okay, play me the music again.
Yeah.
Play
me the music back up.
He knows how to fly.
Well, not that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me.
Not the kids. That's the reason it crashed.
You got to triple check which runway, because some are longer than others. And sometimes planes take off from the short ones when they're meant to take off the long ones, and then they haven't given themselves enough room.
Crash.
Do you know a lot of things affect that, Bickers?
Like what?
So the temperature, your altitude. So the higher you are and the hotter it is, the longer you need to take off. And so sometimes the same planes, if they're like, oh, well, back home, the runway's okay and I'm fine, and then they find themselves at some joint that's, you know, 2,000 feet above sea level and it's a 35-degree day, they don't think do the maths because they're like, well, it's, you know, it's okay long, we'll be fine. New.
Oh, you did do study, didn't you? I mean, or did you just Wikipedia that like me?
No, I've got the page open at the same time.
Okay, don't let other randoms fly. Like
Why not?
The engineer have a go. Engineer said, I've been around planes enough. I reckon I could do it. No, he couldn't. Appears he couldn't. And the final one, this is a really
important one.
Well, all of these end in crash.
But why?
I don't have the details of what he pressed
but
wrong.
But as in he let the engineer, like was there two sets of controls and you just let the engineer have a fire?
I don't ask for the details. Just don't let your engineer fly.
Because if you come up with me, I'll let you have a fire.
No, I don't want to and I won't be coming up with you. Yeah, and finally, do not make a bet with your co-captain that you could close the curtains of the cockpit and fly with your eyes closed and land the plane.
Oh my God.
Because you can't.
No.
Do you know that's actually, there's lessons where you would be doing very similar things. So I put on this funny little cap, which was essentially, it had like a, it blocked out my vision so I couldn't see anything out the cockpit. And then I had to fly just on the instruments. It's a whole training thing. What I'm trying to say is,
I know, but this was a bet, okay?
They were unlucky.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Guys, we just need to have a little group meeting. And when I say guys, I mean all the people out there planning on proposing. Just a reminder, proposals meant to be romantic. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the general consensus about the purpose of a proposal. So these are two examples of what not to do.
Oh, no.
Do not propose at your future wife's father's funeral as this guy did. Down on one knee. She's grieving right in front of a coffin, her father who has passed away, and then he proposed. And what was the real icing on the cake, he was the pastor doing
this. Sorry?
The icing on the cake for me was when he thanked God for bringing him into her life in such a tricky time. Don't make it about you, guys.
Because?
First tip, yes.
Does he know her? Because it's sounding more and more like he...
Some real opportunity.
No.
Yeah, like he does it every time and he goes, don't worry.
It's a numbers game.
No, yeah, boys. He'll get one of these eventually. He did know her. The other one,
she said no?
Who knows? I don't know how these end, but they're not ending well.
Maybe it's what people are after.
What about once your car's caught on fire? Is that when you're ready for it? Ooh. No, you're not. Fire crews have had to go through the wreckage to find the ring. Don't do it then.
Oh, wait,
don't
what?
Don't do it then. Yeah.
How did the ring end up in the fire?
Because he had it in the car and then the car went up in flames. Anyway,
and then
not
he thought,
romantic.
I'll still continue.
Yeah, he didn't wait till it was up in flames and throw it into the burn.
That's the problem. And
maybe
it was
she
like when
no.
I told you about my friend who had a panic attack as they were going to the top of the Eiffel Tower, and it's a very long story, which I won't tell you again, but at the end of the day, he should have aborted mission of proposal many times during that venture, including the bit where the doors were closing at the top of the Eiffel Tower. He was on one side up the top. She was in the lift, crouched down on the floor saying, I can't get out. And he threw the ring box into the lift as it went down without him and said, I was going to propose. Just abort mission, guys. Romantic.
Because can I tell you about an extremely irritating proposal that I saw in the news the other day? Someone decided at the Reno Tahoe International Airport in Nevada, in the middle of airport security, everybody stop.
Oh my God.
I'm going to propose right here.
Do you know what he was doing, though? He had 10 kilos of cocaine strapped to his stomach, and he said, don't worry, this will distract him.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, we're playing everyone's favourite game, Guess What You've Got.
Yes. But
it's hard when you have to do all the work there, isn't it? Should we do that again? Yeah. Coming up, we're playing everybody's favourite game,
Guess What You've Got.
And I'm looking forward to that. Everyone is. But up next, because I'm going to tell
it's
you.
It's time.
Yeah, it is time. I did an interview today and I don't know, I thought I'd make a joke and I think it was taken seriously.
At someone else's expense?
Well, I don't know. Is it defamation?
Will Tommy be fired or not? We'll find out next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
I'll be back.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Because I think I need your opinion on something and potentially your help.
Can I help from afar?
I don't know. Maybe
what mess am I cleaning up?
Yeah, that is exactly what it is. So I just did an interview with news.com.au, right? Oh. And
what did you say? Did you say I've been enjoying some extracurricular activities in Amsterdam? Because if you did, I'd be very unhappy with
Mate,
you. Because I haven't, for the record, everyone listening, it's a joke that she only does constantly it at home. Says.
Everywhere else, yeah. Amsterdam, weirdly, she's inverse to everyone else. Amsterdam's the one time she lays off the pipe. No, I said nothing but glowing things about you, Carrie. For once, I didn't make any jokes about you and everything.
This is not true, but sure. Yep,
I promise, on my life, your life, I did not say one disparaging thing about you. I said, what is the truth? And that is that you're amazing to work with. You're one of my best friends. And I love everything about our show. That's what I said. That's not where
but
the.
What did you say about you that it's got you in trouble?
Wasn't what I said about me either. I got asked a question about Lisa Wilkinson, and I think I might have put myself in trouble here. So they said, you work with Lisa. Is there anything that may surprise you about Lisa? And here's what I said, and I thought we would all be on the same page, and I think it might have been taken a bit too seriously. So I said, look, the thing that really surprised me about Wilco is just how much she loves the strippers. And I thought, oh, this will clearly be taken as a joke. And he said, really? And I said, yep. You know, we've been out to dinner a bunch of times and been around her house. And it always hits a certain time at night.
No.
And she gets a little twinkle in her eye.
And no one is going to believe that you go for dinner and at some point of night a whole bunch of strippers walk into Lisa Wilkinson's lounge room and her and Pete just sit there while the show goes on. You're no one. Okay, well, so first things first, yes. That is the headline. So, yes, you should call Lisa and tell her, by the way, I've outed you as a stripper lover. But no one is going to believe it.
Great.
It's just not. Lisa's up for fun, but she's definitely, no one's going to believe that she has an addiction to strippers.
Okay. I thought we were all across.
But you do need to call Lisa before it comes out and tell her that you've said she likes strippers.
Yeah, I mean,
because I think I don't. I mean,
how do I have that chat?
I mean, I don't know. This is this is what I think we're getting at, aren't we? You want me to call her and tell her that you said she likes strippers? I'm not cleaning up your mess, mate.
Oh, you know what would help? Get a stripper to call her and tell her that she'll be fine.
Deliver the message to her topless.
Imagine that.
And just so, written on his
and so if she never gets the message, then she's not into strippers. But if she sees the message, then someone is stripped to deliver that.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.